Good afternoon and welcome, Shiz and Ori. Now, Megan and I have got to apologise to you all. What did we just say, Megan? We said it's really bad, isn't it? We haven't done it for ages, and that's my fault. It's Megan's fault. We've just been really, really busy. But our promise to you, our New Year's resolution, halfway through January, because today is January the 15th, we're literally halfway through. Our New Year's resolution is to make sure we're publishing at least one chapter a week. Isn't that right, Megan?
Yeah.
Now, I just want to just give you a fun fact about Megan, is that when she goes to McDonald's and has chicken nuggets, she chooses ketchup. And I said to her, how boring. Surely you go for sweet and sour every time. I ask for sweet and sour just to dip my cheeseburger in. Because I like to have a double cheeseburger chaser. So I just have that like as a snack before I go into my main McDonald's meal. I just have a double cheeseburger. Do you not do that? Your dad must do that, surely.
No.
No? So I have like a double quarter pounder meal, large, chips and strawberry milkshake. And I have a double cheeseburger just as I could just chase it. No?
No.
Is that greedy?
No, that's weird.
Why?
Because it is.
Oh, okay. Look, I'm sure our listeners, Megan, I'm sure there's plenty of our listeners that go for like a chaser as well as a double cheeseburger alongside their ordinary meal.
No, I think that's just you.
Oh, okay, right. Anyway, what chapter are we on to?
Three.
Right, go for it.
Mr. Stink ate the sausages in an unexpectedly elegant manner. First, he took out a little linen napkin and tucked it under his chin. Next, he took an antique silver knife and fork out of his breast pocket. Finally, he produced a dirty gold-rimmed china plate, which he gave the Duchess to lick clean before he set down the sausages neatly upon it. Chloe stared at his cutlery and plate. This seemed like another clue to his past. Had he perhaps been a gentleman thief who crept into country houses at midnight and made off with family silver? "Do you have any more sausages?" asked Mr. Stink, his mouth still full of sausage. "No, just those eight, I'm afraid," replied Chloe. She stood at a safe distance from the tramp, so her eyes wouldn't start weeping at the spell. The Duchess looked up at Mr. Stink as he ate the sausages, with a heartbreaking longing that suggested that all love and all beauty was contained in those tubes of meat. "There you go, Duchess," said Mr. Stink, slowly lowering half a sausage into his dog's mouth. The Duchess was so hungry she didn't even chew. Instead, she swallowed it in half at a millisecond before returning to her expression of sausage longing. Had any man or beast ever eaten a sausage so quickly? Chloe was half expecting a gentleman in a blazer and sacks with a clipboard and a stopwatch to appear and declare that that little black dog had set a new sausage-eating international world record. "So, young Chloe, is everything fine at home?" asked Mr. Stink as he let the Duchess lick his fingers clean of any remnants of the sausage juice. "I'm sorry," replied a bewuffled Chloe. "I asked if everything was fine at home. If things were tickety-boo, I'm not sure if you would be spending your Sunday talking to an old vagabond like me." "Vagabond? I don't like the word tramp. It makes you think of someone who smells." Chloe tried to conceal her surprise. Even the Duchess looked puzzled, and she didn't even speak English, only dog. "I prefer vagabond, or wanderer," continued Mr. Stink. The way he put it, thought Chloe, it sounded almost poetic, especially wanderer. She would love to be a wanderer. She would wander all around the world if she could. Not stay in this boring little town where nothing happened that hadn't happened the day before. "There's nothing wrong at home. Everything is fine," said Chloe. "Are you sure?" inquired Mr. Stink, with the wisdom some people have that cuts right through you like a knife through butter. Things were, in fact, not fine at all at home for Chloe. She was often ignored. Her mother doted on Annabelle, probably because her youngest daughter walks like a miniature version of her. Every inch of the wall in the house was covered with celebrations of Annabelle's infinite achievements. Photographs of her standing smugly on winners' podiums, certificates bearing her name, emblazoned in italic gold, trophies and statues, and medals engraved with winner, first place, or little creep. I made up the last one. The more Annabelle achieved, the more Chloe felt like a failure. Her parents spent most of their lives providing a chauffeur service for Annabelle's out-of-school activities. Her schedule was exhausting even to look at. Monday, 5 a.m. swimming training, 6 a.m. clarinet lesson, 7 a.m. dance lesson, tap and contemporary jazz, 8 a.m. dance lesson, ballet, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. school, 4 p.m. drama lesson, improvisation and movement. 5 p.m. piano lesson. 6 p.m. brownies. 7 p.m. girls' brigade. 8 p.m. javelin practice. Tuesday, 4 a.m. violin lesson. 5 a.m. stilt walking practice. 6 a.m. chess society. 7 a.m. learning Japanese. 8 a.m. flower arranging class. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. school. 4 p.m. creative writing workshop. 5 p.m. frog painting class. 6 p.m. harp practice. 7 p.m. watercolour painting class. 8 p.m. dance class. Ballroom. Wednesday, 3 a.m. choir practice. 4 a.m. long jump training. 5 a.m. high jump training. 6 a.m. long jump training again. 7 a.m. trombone lesson. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. school. 4 p.m. chef training. 5 p.m. mountain climbing. 6 p.m. tennis. 7 p.m. drama workshop, Shakespeare and his contemporaries. 8 p.m. show jumping. Thursday, 2 a.m. learning Arabic. 3 a.m. dance lesson, breakdance, hip-hop. 4 a.m. oboe lesson. 5 a.m. Tour de France cycle training. 6 a.m. Bible studies. 7 a.m. gymnastics training. 8 a.m. calligraphy class. 9 to 4 p.m. school. 4 p.m. work experience, shadowing a brain surgeon. 5 p.m. opera singing lesson. 6 p.m. NASA space exploration workshop. 7 p.m. cake baking class, level 5. 8 p.m. attend lecture on a history of Victorian moustaches. Friday, 1 a.m. triangle lesson, grade 5. 2 a.m. badminton. 3 a.m. archery. 4 a.m. fly to Switzerland for ski jump practice. Learn about eggs from an expert on eggs. TBC on outbound flight. 6 a.m. do quick ski jump, then board inbound flight. Take pottery class on flight. 8 a.m. Thai kickboxing. Remember to take skis off before class. 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. school. 4 p.m. channel swimming training. 5 p.m. motorbike maintenance workshop. 6 p.m. candle making. 7 p.m. otter rearing class. 8 p.m. television viewing. A choice between either a documentary about carpet manufacturing in Belgium or a Polish cartoon from the 1920s about a depressed owl. And that was just the weekdays. The weekends were when things got really busy for Annabelle. No wonder Chloe felt ignored. Well, I suppose things at home are, stammered Chloe. She wanted to talk to him all about it, but she wasn't sure how. Bong, 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 bong. No, I haven't lost my mind, readers. That was just meant to be the church clock striking 4. Chloe gasped and looked at her watch. 4 o'clock. Mother made me do her homework from 4 until 6 every day. Even in the school holidays when she didn't have any to do. Sorry, Mr. Stink, I have to go, she said. Secretly, Chloe was relieved. No one had ever asked her how she felt before, and she was beginning to panic. Really, child? Said the old man, looking disappointed. Yes, yes, I need to get home. Mother will be furious if I don't get at least C in maths next term. She sent me extra tests during the holidays. That doesn't sound much like a holiday to me, said Mr. Stink. Chloe shrugged. Mother doesn't believe in holidays. She stood up. I hope you liked sausages, she said. They were scrumptious, said Mr. Stink. Thank you. Unimaginable kindness. Chloe nodded and turned to run off towards home. If she took a shortcut, she'd be back before Mother. Farewell, Mr. Stink called after her softly.